Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
That's the appropriate music for the day. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, is our newest 18-year Brain Trust member. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with Brad. Brad, thanks again, as I said in the last segment, for 18 great years. We've been the beneficiary of your counsel and your wisdom all these years, and we appreciate your steadfastness.
Well, it's my pleasure. And, you know, it's amazing to think that we started doing this when we were 15 years old.
I know. Just babies. We were babies, weren't we?
Who'd have thought, you know?
who would have thunk it? Hey, Brad, in the previous segment, we were talking about non-negotiable things. I've been using your word. I love that term, non-negotiable, because sometimes it just fits. And we were talking about having business practices and setting goals. You know, to me, your part of your practices, part of your business disciplines, your daily disciplines, is setting goals, right?
And as you said,
getting people, measuring people by it. And my question to you is are we running into a situation where we have to think about how to motivate people to accomplish goals?
Well, boy, you just brought up a big
there was
word
a time
there,
when
that,
you just weighed
word,
money
motivation.
In front of you weighed money in front of my generation, and we go after it, right?
We were motivated, man.
That's
we're
right.
We're going to go get it, and you know that's what I was going to say about motivation. It's kind of an unknown word, and I think this is worth spending a few minutes talking about. You can't motivate somebody to do something they don't want to do, because if you can motivate an idiot, and all you're going to have is a motivated idiot. And I think that you can't motivate somebody, but you can set up systems and processes by which they motivate themselves. And I think that somebody that motivates themselves is going to be much more successful than somebody where we try to force fake motivation down their throats.
Right.
And that's where it ties in exactly with what you're saying, is that, you know, wave a couple dollars in front of our generation, and we are motivated to go out and do our best work. That's not necessarily the case today. And, you know, I do a little exercise, and I tell people, you know, I'm going to give you, we're going to have an incentive program. We're going to have a game or a contest. You have five choices. You can have $500 in cash. You can have $500 in paid time off. You can have $500 in physical merchandise. You have $500 in something you wouldn't normally buy for yourself, or you can buy $500 worth of lottery tickets. And it's amazing how many people will pick the different things that, you know, out of that those five things. You know, you and I would take the money.
So now you're saying that find out whatever the person values and find a way to give them that as their reward.
Yes, what's the trigger? And your audience may not remember this, but I know you do, Jim. I was watching Pat Riley being interviewed by Johnny Carson. Remember Johnny Carson? Yeah, he had a talk show way back when. it was on all the TV stations.
Yeah, that's right.
And Pat Riley was the head coach of the Lakers. And Johnny said to Pat, how do you motivate a guy like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's the best of the best of the best to ever play the game of basketball, that's making millions and millions of dollars? And Pat Riley said, you just got to know what buttons to push. You need to know what motivates him and what trips his trigger. And I think the same is true today with no matter what generation you're working with. You just need to know what trips their trigger and what's going to motivate them and what's going to get them excited.
Well, one of the things that the generational experts talk about is moving. They sometimes encourage our generation to move in the direction of the younger generations, meaning let's give in to them. And I disagree with that. I refuse to do that. And the main reason is because I'm signing the front of their paycheck.
That's exactly right.
That's the main reason I'm not going to do it. But, however, here's what I have learned. My business doesn't require, I don't have a storefront, right?
Right.
And we work across a lot of time zones. So sometimes we have to work late. So I don't require my millennials, for example, to come in at 8 o'clock. They don't have to work 8 to 5. In fact, I let them come in One may come in at 8:30, one may come in at 9, one may come in at 9:30, but as long as they give me their time and they get their job done, I don't track. Now they have to, do the same thing every day. They can't wander around all, you know, in any given week, and you know, 8 o'clock one time and 9 o'clock another time. They have to just pick a time and stick with it. My point is, that's a concession I make because it doesn't hurt me and it's good for them and it motivates them.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's, you know, it ties in again with the non-negotiables, and you know, just something as simple as answering the phone. You own the business. You have a right to insist on things being done your way.
Right.
You have a right to have the phone answered the way you do it. And I don't care what age group you're in. If you're going to work for me, you're going to answer the phone this way, for crying out loud.
Right.
And that's, you know, it doesn't take a lot of motivation to get that done and get people to understand that, you know, there are non-negotiable things that have to be adhered to. And that's
right.
The way we run our business. And we'll work with you within...
But do you write these down? Are these written goals that you have for them?
If it's not written, it's not real, as the old saying goes.
Right.
So yes, you have to write these things down. You got to post them. You got to talk about them on a consistent basis.
So if they're in sales, you say to them, "Okay, this is your budget. This is what you have to hit this. You have to hit this fairly consistently, or you don't have a job." That's one thing.
Yeah, I set up the goals on three different levels, which is minimum goal and then stretch goal.
Keep your job goal and stretch goal.
Keep your job. Here's what I think we can achieve, and then here's where I'm going to give you more money or some type of incentive.
And here's the array of rewards for hitting those goals.
Exactly. Here's what you can choose from.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very interesting. Folks, it does work. I mean, as I say, I haven't done it in sales motivation, but I've done it in employment motivation, and it works. Quick break, right back with our good friend Brad Houston. I'm Jim Blassing. Gold Coast Station, avocado fields, sold in the market down in New Orleans.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.